Good evening. We're back again.
Hey,
Intellectual Society.
Yay.
Good evening, Jasmine.
How are you? I'm great, love. How are you?
I'm good. Living la vida loca.
Oh, okay.
Add some spice.
Now, you gotta say that, though. It is loca.
Okay.
Things have been a little loca lately.
Oh.
At the office.
Oh, man.
You know, when you deal with men and information security and technology, you know.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's a man's
ego tripping.
Yeah. Don't you dare try and tell them anything.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Poor guys. And they be wrong, probably, too.
Grown and old, wrinkly, gray hair, you know.
Yeah.
Can't tell them nothing.
Stuck in their ways.
What you got going on this week?
Guys, this has probably been the most boringest.
Boringness?
Is that a word? It's probably not. But boringest week for me.
I have nothing to tell y'all. Nothing.
What about your paper?
Oh, man. Grad school sucks. So if you follow me on Instagram, y'all have seen that I've been living my life. And then I wait till last minute to do everything. So my paper is on. Hold up. Let me get it together because it's real complex. My paper is on. If elementary school children read anti-racist, socially conscious literature, will that have an impact on combating racism in the future?
Wow, that's a lot to say.
That's a lot. I had to think, you know.
What kind of research do you have for that?
No, there's a lot. There's actually a lot out of there on children and empathy and ethics. So it's basically saying how children develop bias and stereotypes at the age of 3.
Mm.
So by 3, a child can identify stereotypes and sexism. And like how you can use that to now teach them not to have those biases through literature. And teaching them the real, except for like this fake Christopher Columbus and you know all that stuff. So it's been a long 48 hours and a lot of pages to read later, but I'm done.
Well, congratulations.
So go guys, you. We gotta pray on it because I have a whole 97 in this class.
Yes, 97.
Yes, and I'm trying to keep it at least a 95 and above. You know, I need that A plus on my transcript. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, a wise woman once told me when I started grad school, she said, Kayla, when you write these long papers, there's two things to remember.
Two?
Really three. Have a strong beginning.
Yeah.
Strong ending.
And a good middle?
Nah.
No?
Make sure your references are on point.
Yeah. That's all you need.
That's all you need.
See,
and she said, ain't no professor sitting down reading no 15-page paper.
Tell you, this one, my professor, I think she's borderline like one of those because I think I had, it was like my last paper was page 7. I used like a contraction, and I don't even write contractions. She highlighted it.
Page 7?
I was like, oh baby, you really
read. You think maybe she just skimmed through for the contractions?
I have no idea what this lady doing. So let's just hope that I keep this A in this class.
But sticking true to your topic for your paper, do you think Amaya recognized racist or what'd you say, sexist or biases?
Racist, sexist. Bias, socially conscious.
Because she's fine.
Yeah. Honestly, I think all kids do. Especially, and it starts at home, right? With like men and women, and motherhood and fatherhood. And once a child can learn that this is what my mother does, and this is what my father does, and that mommy does more, it kind of not no shade. Come on, guys. Like you know how that is.
No, I
that
know.
How like moms seem to do more. Mm-hmm. That a child already learns that my mother does this, my mother does that, my dad does this and that, and that can develop like a negative bias for fatherhood. And you know stereotypes that they see in movies and things like that. I never thought about it until I started doing the research for this paper.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I recognized maybe about a year ago is Disney movies,
the worst.
The princesses,
terrible.
I have to shut it down.
Yeah, like, I'm not
Jada
a fan.
Can't watch Pocahontas.
Oh, never.
Definitely not Pocahontas.
Definitely not. Let me tell you how long I was upset with Pocahontas because I thought that was the real story. You know, girl, when I was younger, I thought that was real. I thought that
so
Pocahontas was
course.
In Jamestown and she left John her family Smith. For some white man. I really thought that's how it
was. Oh, absolutely. Thanksgiving.
Until somebody was like, you know, she was kidnapped and then she caught their diseases and died. I was like, what?
Right.
But Disney films suck.
All of them. the princesses. It's like, why at 3, 2, 4, 5, why are we teaching our daughters that we are to aspire to being swept off our feet by some Prince Charming?
I hate the little
And I guess that's why they try to say Frozen was such a big deal, because the sister saved her instead of the man, but
yeah,
they're still kissing and romance. Like, why? That's not appropriate.
And she, like, falls in love with what's his name in, like, 5 seconds.
Kristoff.
During a sing-along. Not Kristoff, the older, the other guy. I don't know his name.
I don't know.
But I don't like the Little Mermaid either, if you think about
it. I know, and that was one of my favorites, man, growing up.
How a man fall in love with you and he don't even hear your voice? Well, he's attracted to your feet.
No, the way that hips, you, yeah, straight,
your hair.
Straight looks.
That's it.
Straight looks.
Because you can't talk, you can't sing, nothing, no communication.
Right.
And I love you. Okay, bruh.
So it's difficult trying to raise a little kid. They want to go see all these movies, but at the same time, you have to screen everything that they see ahead of time.
Yeah. It's very difficult. That's why I'm not even like Team Princess Frog. Like, everybody's like, oh my god, a black Disney princess.
I just
watched a frog for an hour and 20 minutes. She was black for 5. Like,
it was a good 10 on the front, 5 on the back.
Okay, let's say 15.
I just saw it for the first time a few weeks ago.
Really?
Actually.
What'd you think?
Same thing. Typical Disney. Number one, she was only a frog. She was only black for a few minutes, like you said. Same Prince Charming thing. Oh, he's going to sweep me off my feet. I was wait a minute. What happened to your business dreams and aspirations? Let's stick to that.
What did you think about how they played voodoo in the movie?
Can't lie. A lot of the middle parts fell asleep on.
Okay. Well, then.
Not going to lie. I saw the majority of it. I don't remember.
I just have a problem with everything that's African and comes from black people as negative.
Yeah,
I don't know much about
voodoo. So mystical and
but
demonized.
It's just everything that has to do with black people is wrong in the eyes of our society.
It was in Louisiana, was it not?
It was in Louisiana, like New Orleans. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it for me, though. Just this paper. And that's it. That's all my life this week. What about you? Other than crazy work stuff,
you know, just trying to get my house together. This contractor game is serious. Nobody told me that dealing with contractors is so difficult. Like, people don't call you back.
No.
They don't show up. They don't tell you that they're not showing up. I got a quote today that just bundled everything together and said, oh yeah, to fix this, it cost $6,500. I said, excuse me? You weren't going to itemize, tell me what cost what, you know.
I'm looking around here and I don't see $6,500 for damages.
It was just for paint.
Just paint. Girl, we got a paint knife. I was like, and paint dish, y'all.
But things, I don't want to paint it myself. I don't want to. I need to find a sponsor who's willing to pay for my home upgrade.
You're looking for a sugar daddy without the sugar baby.
That's why we call it have myself a spot. Where's Tierra Marie? Whatever happened to her? She was kind of talented.
Ain't that the John that 50 Cent did the Yeah, she a little bit busy.
Not busy, Jazz.
She got some other stuff going on.
That was my song.
Yeah, alright.
But other than that, that's it. Just focusing on my house and my child and my health and wellness, girl.
All that matters.
I'm trying to be more consistent with my daily meditation. I have these huge windows now.
So I sit in front of my
windows and just take in the sunlight in the morning. Sometimes I sit on the deck and do it in the back. There's like bees back there.
Oh, but that's a beautiful spot.
I'm trying to be more consistent, you know? I take my vitamins every single day.
I'm so proud of you.
Now, if I can get this bike out the box and actually put together,
then I'm really doing something.
Yeah, it's been sitting there for 2 weeks.
Why is a bike in the box?
Because number one, it's really heavy, and number two, I'm too lazy to put it.
I'm just saying, we couldn't buy it out the store.
They shipped it.
Oh no, they would have been shipping somebody to come put it together. Because if it was me, it's gonna stay in the box.
Nah, it needs to come
forever
so I can get my.
Maybe they can, when they $65,000 contractor comes,
they put that together.
It was
$6,500, but it's still $6,500 that I don't
have. Put it together.
But we're getting it together. We're getting it together, Jasmine. So what we wanted to do was, playing off of our last episode, we wanted to talk about 10 things that we love about ourselves.
Man.
And because Jasmine did her due diligence first, I let her go first.
Man, listen. This was very hard.
And it's sad that it's so hard.
It's sad that it was hard. Like, there shouldn't have been a reason why this was so hard for me to decide what are 10 things I actually love about myself. Why was it so hard? Why was it too hard for you?
because I don't think about what I like about myself. You know, we're so critical and judgmental.
Yeah.
Of ourselves.
If you was to say 10 things I hate about myself,
real quick,
I don't like about myself.
Real quick.
It's all right there.
Yeah, but we're not taught to self-love first.
No.
It's innate to just automatically go off of judgment or things that need improvement or wrong. That's what's right.
That's me, because I've always been that way. I've always looked at the negatives. People tell me that all the time, that I don't see goodness within myself. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and then when people start talking to me about like how good I possibly am, I shut down completely. I say, oh, okay, thanks, that was nice. And then I
it's like
off.
Uncomfortable.
It's very uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable to accept accolades and admiration. Somebody did that to me today. I'm not gonna say who this person was, but we went out to lunch and just talked about how dope I was. Wasn't somebody trying to, you know, be with me or like sexually do whatever. He was just saying like, I just genuinely enjoy your company and who you are as a person, and I just think you shine so bright. I was like, come on, brother, keep it coming.
Can he be my friend? Because I need some encouragement.
Maybe we'll bring him on one of the
maybe
episodes.
Because I need him to praise all the queens around here. Because sir, come here. But I get it though, because even at work, I won an award, teacher award.
Oh, I remember.
And I was so uncomfortable. One, it was like a professional development where like everyone was there. I wear what I have on right now is what I had on to the professional development. So, and I'm looking, I'm like, thank you. Okay, can I have a seat? She's like, no, I want to ask you some questions. You want to ask me questions mm-hmm. about how I teach my kids? Mm-hmm. Let's not do that, because I hate it. Mm-hmm. So I'm always thinking about, okay, I suck at this. I can do better. But I did come up with a couple.
Okay.
So let's go over some of these. All right. The first one is that I'm smart. I don't know if that's something that's...
You are! You're brilliant!
But I think I'm kind of intelligent, you know?
Kind of. You are on the intellectual society, though.
You're right. I'm a little bit smart. I think I'm very dependable.
I think so, too.
Yeah, like, I'll go above and beyond for somebody else if I already had told them that I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. Very rarely will I cancel on someone if I've already said that I'm going to do something. I love my personality. If you get to know me, which you do, but some people don't because I don't let them, I can be the quirkiest, silliest person in the world, and I just love to play and have fun, and I love that. Some people only see the other side of me, which another thing that I like is I'm an introvert. Everyone isn't going to get all of me ever, mm-hmm. and that's important. A little jokey. I love my boobs. I love how tiny. Look, I have tiny boobs, and I love it because I ain't got to worry about
no bra game.
No sagging. Trust me, I wish I was part of the team. culture and heritage. Like, I love being black. There's nothing
Yes.
Like, I love.
Ain't nothing like it.
I love everything about it. I would die if I woke up and I wasn't black anymore. Yeah,
everybody wants to be black deep down.
Deep down, but until they get possibly pulled over by the police, they don't want to be us anymore. But that's another subject. Creativity. Most people don't know this, but you do. That I write a lot. Mm. I'm too scared to put it out there for the world, but it's there.
It's soon forthcoming.
Maybe
if I have anything to do with it.
Maybe I'll be like Emily Dickinson, and when she dies,
oh no,
everybody will find.
Do we have to wait that long?
No. I mean, she's legendary now. Music. I love my taste in music.
Okay.
I will argue anybody that Nas is better than Jay-Z in 5 seconds.
Okay.
Don't play me.
Okay.
Compassion. I care a lot about people. This goes both ways because I think I'm too compassionate.
Oh.
Sometimes causes a lot of issues, but my compassion. And last, well, two more. This is definitely 11. My relationship with my father is the most important thing in my life. And without him, I wouldn't be me. Yeah, I wouldn't have me. And then motherhood, you know, my child's a G. She's everything. See, I
that
didn't
was
get
such
all.
A nice
see,
list.
I could have gotten so emotional with these, but I'm definitely not doing that.
That's so sweet. That was a good list.
Was it?
I think it was very accurate. It speaks are holistically
you?
To who you are.
But isn't it funny that only one of them was like physical? Because mm-hmm. I typically on the hate list would be everything else physical. The boobs is the only positive thing that I have of my physique.
That's not, well, I don't know why. Because she got everything that them Jennas and Kardashians be paying thousands of dollars
You're right. The lips, the booty, all of it. That they spend all money for. But I don't want it. They can have it.
All right.
Let's hear your
Okay, my number one is your number 11, which is being, I love the fact that I'm a mother.
Yay.
There is nothing on this world like it. Number two, I like being a boss.
Oh, and she is.
Those who know me know if you need to get something done, you want to make something happen, you got a problem that needs a solution, you call me.
Call her.
At Lady K. Hit me up. K-A-A. Lady K-A-A. Number three kind of ties in. Number two is I'm really resourceful.
Yeah, she gonna find it.
If I don't have the answer, I know where to find it. Number four, I like my voice. That's my little secret talent.
Oh my god, and she put the baby voice on.
Now I have is that I can sing a little bit. Ooh, thanks to my dad, runs in the family.
I did not know she can sing. Greg, you can have her sing a note.
Nah.
Not
don't put me on the spot.
You don't want to say you can sing.
That's one of my goals for this year, is to go to like an open mic or something and sing live in front of people. I've never done that before by myself. I used to be in like choirs and stuff.
Oh my god.
When I was younger, but I've never done that.
I need to write that down so I can find one. And sign you up.
You go to Bus Boys or something in Hinesville.
Oh my god.
But it can't be too many like black people there, because you know black people really know how to sing and they can scrutinize your voice. So
maybe Bus Boys in Arlington or Hinesville. Ain't not listening to one in Hinesville either.
Let's see. Number five, I like the fact that I like to uplift people.
Okay.
Meaning like if I see you in a certain space, I like kind of like reaching back and helping people, you know, like elevate them, especially women, especially mothers. That's like, I know that's my calling in life, is helping single mothers, because I know what it is to struggle.
Yeah.
It's a struggle sometimes.
It's...
Mm. We can do another episode.
I would say welcome, but I don't want to.
We didn't choose this life, this life chose us.
Look.
Let's see. I like the fact that I like to learn. I love to learn new things.
Yes.
But, after finishing grad school, I like to learn what I want to learn. I don't want to learn nothing I don't want to learn.
I mean, that's how it should be.
You know?
That's how you become more resourceful.
Yes.
Because you know what you need to know.
Yes, to get to where I want to be. Hello.
They all tie.
I love my love for my family. Ain't nothing. I tell you, if it wasn't for Hilda.
Love her.
Kara.
Love her.
And Gregory.
Never met him, but I love him.
I don't know where I would be, child. Number eight, I like my smile.
Yeah.
My parents spent a lot of money for this.
Oh.
Growing up, but you know.
Let's go to her Instagram and see how many pictures she has where she's smiling. No.
What? Do I not have a lot?
I don't think so, babe.
Really?
I love the like heart.
I was trying to do that like, you know, the smiles, the Tyra Banks smile sometimes.
Okay.
I like my edges.
Good hair.
Ain't nothing like a full, thick head of hair. And I have a widow's peak. So when I wear my fro out, like, it'd be real pronounced. I don't know. I just like that about myself.
Hey.
A lot of people don't have it like that. And the last thing I like, tying into yours, is I like my melanin.
Yes.
Nothing like being a black woman.
Yes.
We are Earth. We are.
Without us, there'd be no y'all. Let's just be real. Let's
say that.
I'm sorry.
You better say it.
My friend told me that when he listens to this, that you could tell that I'm so pro-black and I'm trying to like not be.
Why?
Girl, you better let it out. I think he just knows that I'm pro-black all the time. So he just sees it when it's not even there.
But yeah, so that's just 10 things that we like about ourselves.
So, I want you guys out there to think of 10 things that you love about yourself. Because if you can't love yourself, you can't expect somebody else
to love you.
That's real rap. Like, if you can't see within yourself and what your positives are, no one else can. Stop thinking about all the negatives.
Right.
You know, I go to the gym all the time and I work out with Philip because I think my butt's too big. And then I get comments like, girl, these drones out here paying for that type of booty. You better stop playing.
So speaking of booties, this week, your girl, Gucci Tran, was featured in Paper Magazine.
Okay.
And, she talked about being skinty.
Being skinty.
Not being a thick girl.
Okay.
One of her quotes from the magazine was that she's felt pressured to buy into the idealized body. Mm. Quote, I used to think that I had to be thick and have big boobs. I thought about getting my boobs done, but I was like, one, I don't know how my body's going to react to that. And two, why am I changing who I am because of other people's comments? I can represent other girls out there and make them feel confident, which is hard in this world where everyone just wants to be thick. Mm. What do you think about that, Jasmine?
I just think it's what I'm saying on the other side of the coin, mm-hmm. right? Being a thick girl who's bigger, and then I don't even know why I have this image in my head that I'm a lot bigger than I am.
Yeah, I know, because you're small to me.
Having these ideas, and then you can go on Instagram and you can look on social media and you see the skinny light skin joint. The likes, the black men obsessed with the skinny Jones, mm-hmm. basically no melanin having Jones, and then you see that's what they're into and that's what they're after. Right. So it was kind of interesting to hear her say that she felt pressured to be the opposite of that. Mm-hmm. Because when I look at Karrueche, yes, she's very skinny, but I see that is what a lot of men seem to be drawn to.
Right.
But I also, you know, the whole sexualized industry and the Nickies and stuff. Ugh. That's not necessarily real. Like, the exactly. way Nikki looks on TV, she looks so uncomfortable. How she looks in real life.
Does she look uncomfortable?
Yeah. She looks
like she has too much.
Yeah.
Like, she can't even sit down and enjoy sitting in a chair because she has too much extra.
So what do you think about
that? I think it was the same. I was kind of shocked because you very rarely hear about women from the opposite side of the spectrum.
Yeah.
You know? And we see it portrayed every day on GQ magazine this week. Women who are not naturally born with the thick features. And Karrueche, yes. I'm assuming she's Asian.
Black and Asian, yes, from what right. I remember.
So yeah. She's petite. She probably has the typical Asian build.
Yes, she has that physique.
Right, which is fine. But it's interesting to hear that side of the coin because we sit here and we scrutinize ourselves because we don't feel like we're thin enough in certain areas. Like, our waists are too thick.
Yeah.
And then we're trying to squat. Last week, I'm squatting. And my knee is popping because I was squatting too heavy.
You were squatting too
heavy. I was
hard.
Like, Aurora, please, I can't do this anymore. Oh. But, you know, we over here trying to get the thick thighs and the skinny waist.
Yeah.
And she's on the opposite side. She wants the same thing, but she's scrutinized for not having enough.
Yeah, she wants to be able to be herself. Mm-hmm. And in the industry she's in, being yourself is not okay.
Right.
Because they want you to be a mannequin. You need to be a puppet where they can manipulate mm-hmm. you and mold you in the way that they see fit. So I feel bad that she's going through it. I really do, because I see how it feels. And a lot of these celebrities, they just don't seem... They're not genuine. They're not authentic.
Oh, no.
Especially when it comes to their physique. Like, mm-hmm. let's be honest. A lot of them have had boob jobs. A lot of them have had butt injections. Look at their thighs versus their butt ratio. Ooh. It's wrong.
And you see it walking around here? The streets of PG? I see it daily.
Oh, man.
It's
actually, I saw someone else at the bar the other day. I was like, oh.
Ooh, yikes.
Baby, please. Now.
Yuck. What's that in your butt? You got something stuck in your butt? But the thing is, though, I don't know where we get the sense of pressure from all the time. I don't know if it comes more from women than it comes from men. I feel like we look at each other more than we care about what men think of us. At least, from my perspective.
I think women care more about ourselves necessarily, but I think ultimately it's men. But men don't necessarily say it out their mouths. Mm-hmm. It's just by their actions. Like, if a girl can see that she's at the bar and the black guy is going towards the skinny girl or whatever, you'd be like, dang, maybe if I was skinny, he would have been interested. Or mm-hmm. if you see that he's with the light-skinned girl, man, maybe if I was light-skinned, he'd be interested. Mm-hmm. I think we just we are conditioned to compare ourselves right. to other people. So,
which is unfortunate. But I don't look, ladies, we are not out here to conform for the sake of getting a man. Mm. That day is dead. Mm. Maybe because I'm older now. I'm in a different place in my life. What you see.
First off, the way I'm talking about I'm big is like you're talking about you old. Please sit down.
I'm not old. I'm older. I see things differently now. What you see is what you gonna get. If my nails are done, if my nails aren't done, I don't have any acrylics on right now. Because you know what? Moving all these boxes by myself has been a slight challenge for me.
Hey, so you don't need
to keep
them.
All of my nails on at the same time. So you know what I just said? You know what? We're gonna be out here with no nails for a while until we figure out what we're gonna do. Jasmine over here, we have reversal.
I'm sorry.
She now has a full set of acrylics
Ain't nothing wrong with nails under here. A little something. You know,
but you know, I don't wear makeup. I very rarely wear makeup. I don't like wearing makeup at all.
Oh, I love makeup. I like playing in it.
I just, I don't know. It's another thing that I feel like we're pressured to do.
I do too.
I do not wear it to work. I refuse.
Yeah, me either.
I might wear it if I step out. Maybe.
I think I wear it on the weekends.
Right.
I think.
Birthday dinners, brunches,
yeah,
events.
But I'm not wearing it to work. I gotta be there at 8 o'clock and I'm around teenagers all day.
Who's
who am I wearing makeup
day?
For?
Who's doing that? I'm wearing my glasses at work because I can't see the computer screen. Like, what
that's
you see?
Another thing. You know how many people have, like, Jasmine, why do you wear glasses? Number one, I wear them because I have a really bad right eye, if we want to be. But second, it's like, why are you so pressed? Why are you worried about what I'm doing? Worry about yourself.
People ask you why you wear glasses.
No, okay. Sit down and think about how many people you actually know who wear glasses on a daily basis.
A lot.
Really?
Yes.
No way.
Yeah.
No way. Most people don't even wear them. Maybe for like fashion glasses or.
Nah, most people I know, I'm trying to think of my day to day. I wear because they need them.
A contact can't go in this right eye. Poor baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have like a really bad, like, this eye gets really dry really quickly. Oh. So it's like, yeah, no.
I never even did the contacts thing. I just have this thing about putting.
I tried to do the contacts thing because you're like, you want to look cuter. You're see? Like, I don't want to be the girl that wears glasses.
I feel like glasses, number
ain't
one,
no dude
glasses.
Checking for no girl for wearing glasses out here, son.
See, look, that's another thing.
That's another thing. I feel like I have all the issues, right? I think I'm big. I wear glasses. I'm dark as hell. Like,
you
I
are not dark!
Oh, I am chocolatey. What are you talking about?
You are chocolatey, but you're not like dark as hell. Dark.
Well, I think chocolatey is great, but like I say, when you see the men on IG going for the
like
light skin,
Queen Ninja said, maybe I need to conform so I look like the girls that you be liking on Instagram.
Exactly, because that's all I see out here.
But I feel like we're kind of doing a little bit better because we have like the Bernice Burgos. Even though her body's fake, she's darker skinned.
Men,
we have
only on Instagram.
Afro Latina.
Oh, was it Amara? No, is her name? Love and Hip Hop. The one that the one with the fro.
Yes, her. She's everywhere.
I know her name is
she's gorgeous.
She is very pretty,
but she's also Latina,
and that's a thing.
That's the
black
thing.
Men love them too.
Yeah.
Do you feel spited by black men sometimes? I know that's so off topic, but do you think that you feel that way because of they're on this whole looks thing? Like how the Gabrielle Union thing about the dark skin and how we are treated differently by black men. Because you're not.
You know what? I feel like I when it comes to this conversation, I try not to get myself involved because I try not to believe the fact that our black men are so far gone that they're not willing to deal with us. Like my girlfriend, she went to the gym yesterday. She called me when she was leaving, yelling in my ear, "I'm so sick of these men. Da 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 da. They want to try to talk to you, and then when you tell them no, they want to say they want to, you know, demonize you as a typical black woman with black woman angry attitude." I try not to buy into that because I feel like, you know, we put all the black men as in general don't bang with black women anymore, and I don't feel like that's true.
I don't think it's all the way true.
Number one, I've been out the game so long that I feel like I can't speak to certain issues, but I've never felt like I was not being chosen because I was black. I feel like there's a lot of other factors influencing the fact that certain men don't want to be with me. I don't think it's because I'm a black angry woman.
I hate that. Black angry
because
woman.
Because a lot of...
But you're
what
right.
What does that mean?
Because when... If a black man comes to me, I always, I'm nice. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
I don't turn him down. I don't be like, or not answer. Like, I'm always respectful. One, because I don't want another she's a black chick, angry black girl. Like, no, like, I don't want that for myself. Mm-hmm. So I talk back, or I'm very nice, or, you know, I just don't shun them. And I think that also has to do with male pride, too.
Yeah.
Because that's another thing that I've heard, and I've heard this from a white girl, that they kind of give them more when it comes to that. Like,
I heard they give them other things. Ugh. That's why they'd be willing to switch teams so easily.
Yeah. But maybe it's also that whole pride thing. Maybe we as black women, maybe not like clap every time they do something correct. I don't know.
I don't want to go. We don't have to go down that loop.
But the article on Gabrielle Union was really interesting, to say the least.
So this week, Gabrielle Union, the article says that she schools her stepsons on appreciating dark-skinned women after she asked her stepsons to talk about the type of women that they're attracted to, or women that they consider beautiful. And this is what she says. Literally, probably about 10 girls I looked at, I'm assuming on their social media,
mm-hmm,
had the same light skin, curly hair, tiny waist, butt, boobs. It was the same girl over and over again. So I asked them to show me the most beautiful chocolate sister they've seen. They say there are none.
Mm.
I was like, why do they get etched out so fast? What is happening in your brain that is causing you to look at these women through a prism that is distorting their actual selves?
Mm.
That's when Gabrielle showed them a picture of a gorgeous dark-skinned sister named Ryan Destiny. They were like, oh, she bad. But do you know how many Ryan Destinies there are? I pull up every black model woman from all across the world, and they're beautiful. But they don't see the beauty unless it comes from an actress or a supermodel or a video vixen. They have to have somebody else tell them that a chocolate woman is attractive for them to believe it.
Okay.
Number one, Gabrielle Union is a chocolate woman.
A beautiful chocolate woman. Mm-hmm. And their moms are chocolate as well. You've seen from their mom. So,
back to Instagram.
It's so hard to wrap your head around this and the idea of what's socially acceptable. Because I think that's what it is. In society, we have these concepts, you know. I hate to even go slavery on you with that, but it's been there for a really long time. Lighter skin is better.
Right.
You know?
White is right.
Right. Exactly. And that's what it is.
And whatever's closest to it is better.
It's hurtful, honestly, to even, and it's shameful that one, black boys would even think that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not saying that they are raising their child in a situation or a typical way, but it's kind of like, where do we go wrong with our sons that this is all they see?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying they have to love dark-skinned women. Love them both.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why do women who look like me automatically get X'd out until someone else says, oh, she's pretty. Oh, okay, yeah, she's pretty. She could be pretty.
Yeah.
Like, what is that about?
I'm not light skinned, but I'm like right in the middle.
She's very in the middle.
I'm like caramel or not caramel. What am I?
Yeah, I'm like caramel mochi.
Girl, stop.
She's a good Starbucks order.
So a lot of times I kind of just get like, you know, whatever, you know, I'm not like the hot light skinned Instagram chick, but I'm also not the atypical darker skinned chocolate woman. So I'm kind of just like middle of the road type. But I think it's important, and so is my daughter. My daughter is kind of right in the middle, especially now, you know, summertime they get brown. But I can't speak to the son's thing because I don't have a son. But I can speak to the daughter thing. And one thing that Jada and I do, especially in this space, is we do daily mirror affirmations.
Speak it.
You stand in the mirror, you look at yourself. I am beautiful. I am strong. There's nothing I can't do. I am woman. Hear me roar. And then she screams. And I'm sure that's my neighbors hear it. But I think that's part of the solution to the societal problem that we have, is for us to start within ourselves, woman to woman, mother to daughter, daughter to sister, you know, sister to friend, friend, sister, whatever. And let's start within ourselves first. We are who we are. We accept who we are. we uplift one another, and then the men are gonna have no choice but to follow suit.
Yeah, we can't keep changing who we are.
And the fathers need to do the same thing to their sons.
Yeah,
affirm them in their own right, because there was a time when light-skinned men were considered, you know. I feel like that has shifted.
Not manly enough.
I don't know. I feel like that has shifted. I don't know about you, but I love me a dark chocolate man.
If you Kofi know Bofo, anything watch Queen Sugar. About me, I love a chocolate goodness with a nice beard and a good
that I could just wrap my arms around and you could just pick me. I'm sorry. Let me get out my
Do you watch Queen Sugar?
Baby, I don't watch it like that, but I just stare at that piece Kofi. Of chocolate. I'd be like, Kofi
Come here, Ralph Angel.
There's some good chocolate ones I follow on Instagram.
But at the same time, am I now terrible?
I'm not saying I would never give a light-skinned man a chance. I'm not saying that. I've dated that light-skinned men before.
Yeah. Yes.
But my preference is darker-skinned men. And then the whole thing with men are saying, well, my preference is lighter-skinned women. But is that a preference or are you demonizing
I don't feel the other half? I don't feel like they're running parallelly here.
Parallel?
They're parallel.
Woo! I like that first one.
Is this the intellectual society or not?
I got a little bit too deep today.
I promise I have 2 degrees and we're not even drinking today.
Oh, we're not. This is fully us.
This is my wine opener.
It broke in the bottle, guys.
Oh, God.
We're suffering. I'm drinking water. Water.
Anyway, I don't even remember what I was saying. I feel like the men, it's not a preference thing for a lot of them. I feel like a lot of them, no. I just don't do the certain group of women. I feel like for women, it's more so a preference thing. Because a lot of women,
I'm open.
We're open at the same time, if you're honest about it, especially in the good old DMV.
I'm sorry,
she got that hotline bling.
I'm sorry, got him. Don't I put the
thing? You got one of them on it. You got a hotline.
Sorry, guys. You don't need to know who's calling my line.
But I know it's. You can tell me later. But I know that. I feel like we can't. This might sound. I'm just going to say it. I feel like we can't be as choosy as they can.
Oh, we definitely cannot be.
We kind of, you know, if they light skin. They light skin, if they not, you know, they dark skin. We kind of just gotta.
I
feel like we just kind of accept whatever accepts us. And that sounds awful, but I feel like kind of that's where we are.
I feel like when it comes to looks or when it comes to that, yes. But then it goes a little bit deeper and then we'd be like, okay, bye. But I think.
At least on the front end.
Yeah.
It's kind of just like, oh, okay. He light skin, he like me, all right.
We're just like, oh my God, a black man. Yes, black man who likes black women still.
Yeah, sure. You can have my number.
Yes, let's clap for you, black man. You know, that sucks, but hey.
It is.
And then, you know, and I don't want to sound any type of way, but our men are doing that out here. Like, But do you think that it's more self-hate? Because I had my daughter's father. If anybody who's listening to this, we're real cool. It ain't a problem. So he dealt with a lot of stuff when he was younger, being dark. And I remember we had this conversation, and he was like, I'm lighter than him, obviously. He wanted mine to come out more my complexion than his because he didn't want her to deal with the same things that he dealt with when he was younger. And Amaya's probably a little bit darker than me, but she's not as dark as him. But we've had to do those things too. Like, Maya, you're a beautiful dog. Like, remember one day she came home from school, and this little girl in her class.
Yeah.
We had an intellectual society break.
Sorry, guys. We had a break, and I couldn't.
That's what happens when you got the kids. Yeah. The kids are here.
I sat here for a really long time trying to think of what I was saying. We real rap raw.
We here.
And
we not editing.
We don't edit.
It is what it is.
Whatever comes out.
So if you hear banging upstairs, the kids flipping, doing cartwheels.
Yeah.
If you hear the doorbell, if you hear the phone ringing, this is real life.
You know?
This is where we are.
If anyone can listen back to this and tell me the story which I was telling, I will tell it next time.
Oh my God.
We are hilarious. But no, I still feel some type of way about black men right now. But it's okay.
Oh my God, I remember.
Yes!
Okay.
So I was... No, I still don't remember. But I would think it was talking about how my black friend, who only dates white girls, was talking about something. But I can't remember. Poor guy.
Is he black?
Yes.
And he strictly dates white women?
Yes.
And has he ever told you why?
That typical, they do more for me. They listen more. And yeah, that's pretty much it. They do more for me. They listen more. And at the same time, he can do whatever he wants.
Whatever he wants, meaning do whatever he wants with other women?
I guess. Other women. He can be out here roaming the streets. All that. But I know white girls. And I can't imagine. The ones I know, I'm not going for it either. So.
Yeah. Neither the ones
that. Yeah, the ones I know isn't about that.
I don't know. Maybe it's a special group, special breed.
I don't know, man.
Well, but we're going to have a relationship episode.
Yes.
We're doing a panel. We have our people in place.
Yes.
We just got to get it on the schedule. So that's
looking very forward.
That's
going to
be interesting.
I'm so.
The kids cannot be here.
No. I'm so ready to talk to these men. So ready.
I'm about to get him on the line tonight.
Right. Come
on,
let me call you up.
All right. So going along with our theme.
Yes.
We were talking about what we love about ourselves. And mental wellness and mental health. One of the most important things, I was reading Psychology Today, because sometimes I always look for, new ways to.
You better.
Help myself, If you don't help yourself, nobody gonna help you. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Okay, one of the.
Message.
The importance of learning to be consciously present and aware, as opposed to constantly being on autopilot, cannot be overstated. Mm. Mindfulness allows you to have conscious awareness of what you are doing, so you can make choices to override automatic thinking and make positive changes in thoughts and behavior. Mm. How do you cope with all that is on your plate on the day-to-day as a mom, a student, a daughter, an employee, a sister, a friend, a podcast co-host?
I don't. So, let's just go through my rundown of my schedule.
Okay.
Today. I woke up this morning. Woke up at 6 to start working on this essay. Mm. Because I can't get much work done with Amaya. I've decided that I wanted to be like a full-time mom this summer. To experience what it feels like to be a stay-at-home mom.
Okay.
Never again. Okay? So, I had to make sure I was prepared for Amaya to wake up. She works up around 9 o'clock. So then I'm giving her all my attention.
Okay.
I knew that we were recording here today. So I'm like, okay, about 5 hours to get this finished. This essay. After I leave here, my line sister will be at my house. Probably, hopefully, she might get there before I get there. Then I have to pack because I'm going on vacation with my best friend for her bachelorette party.
Yes, Deshaun.
That just shows. Oh, yeah, she's here. Oh. So that's just like one day of me having to figure out how I am balancing being a mom, being a friend, co-host, how to balance.
There's
that.
There's responsibilities that come with that. You have to do research and preparation.
Yeah,
and
I have to, website have to know stuff, it's not just come up here, I promise. It's a lot, and throwing work back into the mix in a week or two.
Is it 2 weeks already?
Yeah, I go back August 6th.
Oh, Lord.
So, having to throw work back in there, it's hard. And when they talk about going on autopilot, that is me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have to.
Yeah, I don't think. Because if I think, your emotions get involved. Mm. And then you realize that you're not taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
You feel that way?
Absolutely. I came to work yesterday. Jada was having one of her mornings where she just didn't want to be up or go anywhere. Can we just stay home? I just don't want to go to school today. Da-da-da-da-da. This was Monday. Yeah, this was Monday morning. And, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't feel like going to work neither. But Monday was a very important day. I had a lot of meetings, and that was one of those days, you gotta go to work. And I told her, I was like, look, I feel you. I love you, but we gotta make this happen. And so, mom, I get up. By the time I get up, I can get Dre to dress and out the door in 15 minutes or less. Mm. It's just like a routine at this point. Drop her off, kiss her, go to work, hustle back in traffic.
Yeah.
Pick her up. Okay, what's next? Jada has practice 4 hours a week for gymnastics. That's part of my life. She has
it's okay, I'm thinking about
practices and stuff. She's about to start guitar lessons. And then, I'm studying for my new certs that, I'm trying my best with that. House stuff. I haven't checked the mail in at least a week and a half.
Oh, okay.
You know, then you got responsibilities. My mom wanted me to do something today that I didn't even get to, that I can't get to today because it's already too late. So you try to work in all these things. And then I told my coworker, I got to work the other day. I was like, this cannot be life. Mm-mm. I spend more time with y'all than I spend with my kid. Mm-hmm. And I'm supposed to do this until I turn 60. What's the Social Security age? 65?
Social Security not even gonna be around.
We're not gonna have it. But my point is, I was just like, there has to be something else to life. And that's why I'm working on these different certs and stuff, so I can get to the point where I can work from home.
Okay.
At least 3 days. My next position is gonna be at least 3 days a week.
Okay.
Just for the sake of living.
Yeah.
You know?
It reminds me of Drake's song, Is There More?
Yes!
Because that song, I think it's one of the first ones I listen to almost every day. Mm-hmm. Like, there has to be more to life.
Yeah.
Because at this point, I see myself, like, I was having a conversation with a male friend of mine about, like, I was like, I don't think I'm ever going to get married. You know that stigma about, no, it's like a statistic. If a black woman has not been married by the time she's 30, more than likely it's not going to happen.
Wait, what?
I will send you the link.
Wait, so, I don't want to read it.
So it's kind of like, okay, well, if I haven't met him yet, maybe he not going to pop up until I'm like Nishi Nash and be like 40 something and then be like, oh my God, I'm out here.
Well, she just got married for the second time.
Well, damn. I'm behind. but in reality it's kind of like, well, since I know I don't have that right now, so I fill that void with other stuff. But it's like, I can drive my routine from my school to work and not know how I got there. Like, I'm so dazed, I'm so
you're
out of it,
present.
Exactly, I'm not living within myself,
right.
And it definitely takes away from you. You become a zombie in your own body.
Yeah.
Like, how...
You become a slave.
Yes. And then you don't even know who you are.
Yeah.
You lose everything about yourself. And maybe that's why it's so hard for us to come up with 10 things we love about ourselves. Because, like, I have to disconnect from the matrix for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
To think about, okay, Jasmine.
Right.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That mindfulness that it's talking about. It's constant consciousness and awareness, connectedness to self, and then still staying present, maintaining responsibility. And then my problem is, if I'm not being consciously aware of the present, I'm always thinking about the next thing, like, what's next? I finished school, I was like, what's the next cert? Or if I take Jada somewhere, okay, what's the next activity? Or I get to work, you know, finish one meeting. Okay, next meeting. It's always about the next, the next, the next, that we don't even enjoy the present time that we have right now.
Yeah.
I took Jada to the beach for a day a couple of weeks ago. We were there having a good time. We were in the water. We were there for a good 6 hours. 5.5 of the hours, we were in the water. Jada refused to get out of the water. No. I was exhausted. I was like, can we please? No, I don't want to get out.
I'm
or whatever.
Sorry, mother.
But I didn't. I was like, damn, can I just sit down and have a damn drink on the beach?
No, mom.
But when we first got there, I was like, ooh, this is nice. We can do this next time and do that. And I was like, wait. I took the day off so I could literally just spend the day with my kid. You know, I had to force myself to be present in that moment, enjoy being in the water, in the sunshine with my kid for a few hours.
I deactivated my work email for the summer.
Ooh! Good for you.
I think I go on my computer. I check it like every 3 days, but I couldn't deal with the pop-ups on my phone. I've wanted to do that for a while, even during work hours, because if you know, work's never a 9-to-5. It's not over when you leave.
Not for you.
Not for me. It's never over when I clock out. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no clocking out being a teacher. But I am challenging myself to do as much work that I can do at work, so I don't have to come home and have to pick between being a teacher and being a mom.
Ooh.
Because it's hard. Even with me having to do this paper today, I had to just be like, I had to make it seem like it was a game. Amaya, let me tell you, you can do whatever you want to do today. You can watch kids Netflix if you want. You can play on your tablet. Like, I had to make it seem like it was a game and fun for her, just so I can have quiet to write a paper. And I felt terrible that it was like, once again, as a single mother, I have to continue to put everything above the person that I'm doing it for.
Right.
And what do I get out of that?
Yeah.
Like, what is she going to get? Because she's not going to think about, oh, mommy got her master's so she can make another $40,000 a year. No. She's going to think,
mommy didn't want to play with me today.
So I had to sit and play
with my tablet.
Even though Jada likes that.
Yeah, I mean, she likes it too, but I just feel like...
Yeah. But one of the... when I had that day on Monday, because I was really getting upset, and she was like, listen, okay, reel it back. This is a mother of three. I call her my mom. I'm not going to say her name, but I call her my mama, because she be, you know, putting things in perspective for me. And she was like, look, Kayla, what does that say to your daughter? Even she was like, this is life right now. She was like, you got more hustle and grind than any 20-something-year-old than I know. And I know you're not going to be here forever. She said you have to think about things in a temporary sense. Like, you're not going to be on this contract forever. This 9-to-5 thing plus your commute is not going to be forever. Mm-hmm. And you're teaching your daughter that even though there's things that we do that we don't want to do, we do it because we have to do it. You have to provide for her. What type of examples does that set for her just on a day-to-day basis?
I get that, though, because... We have to it's hard to realize that it's temporary. Mm-hmm. It's hard to remember. Like, do I remember anything from when I was 5? Not much.
Not much.
So I try and just say, okay, maybe if I get this done before she's like 7, when long-term memory really kicks in, she won't remember any of it.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's how I keep trying to make myself feel. Like, okay, if I can get this done before she grows up, if I can do this, do this, do this. And it's so much. It's just... How do you handle it? Because I know part of me shut down for a really long time. Mm. I was like, well, I'm not going to get it done anyway. Or I'm not going to get it done right now. So I'm not going to push myself where I'm no longer happy. But I realized, funny thing is, when I really became unhappy and like depressed, that's when I started getting stuff done.
Girl, me too.
Yes.
So when it got to be too much in that situation, it was like, boom, boom, boom.
Yep. I started. You had to, you had to change your mind. Yeah. I had to train my mind to had to make myself so busy that I didn't have time to think about it.
Right.
I just didn't have time.
Right.
So I like that year I got like my practice done. I got all this stuff done. I applied to grad school. I was out here. I wrote a whole book. Baby,
come on.
I'm just sitting on my computer, but it's like,
but you
all
still
of
did
these
it.
Things,
and yeah.
And now it's funny because I lost like, I think I was down to like 130 like last year, around like last year this time, or like, yeah, because I was like so detached from the world. But now I'm like back up to like 150 something, 150.
Okay, girl, living your
you know,
business.
Trying to get Philip to help me lose this weight because when I'm happy, I'm good.
Yeah,
like I might not be necessarily happy in everything that I'm doing every day. But I'm not
in a general sense.
Yeah, but I'm not. But I'm happy.
Yeah,
you know,
content.
Yeah, so it's kind of
what you're saying. I did the same thing.
We got real deep today.
Yeah, we did.
I don't think we meant to.
Girl, we can take it there. We can take it there. I mean, it's tough being woman. Just woman alone. There's so much on us, and I think from a traditional sense, men, you know, they're the providers and they're the protectors and. You know, there's a lot on them from that sense. I remember growing up, my mom used to like do a lot of things around the house with us, da 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 da, because my dad, he traveled a lot because he was in the military and he was bi-coastal in his work. So he was gone all the time, but he was working, you know, he was providing. That's what he did, you know, but we had the traditional family setting.
Mm.
You know, we had the white picket fence and, you know, my mom stayed home with us and nurtured and cared for us. My dad went to work, you know, but, you know, it's the millennial generation. We are not in that position.
No.
The two of us. And,
no.
You know, so we're everything. We're the providers and the protectors. And we raise the kids and we go to work and we come home and we have to nurture.
Yeah.
And, you know, take care of our families, take care of our kids, but then try to find the time to take care of yourself. You know? So.
I think the other day on Instagram I posted something and it said, I finally opened myself up to the thought of maybe finding someone. Not finding someone, not locking it down, just the thought of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had shut the thought down for so long because I didn't feel like dealing with it anymore.
Mm.
I was like, these are part of my life to control. I can control if I'm a teacher. I can control if I have a job. I control my child. I can control what I eat at night. I can control what kind of car I drive. I control where I live, right? So I became so... intertwined with things that I could control, and anything that I couldn't was like, okay, bye. Like, it's not even, not a thought.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm like pulling back those layers to maybe do it. But the point is, somebody has said something to me and they were like, Jasmine, you have to want it. was like, it's an interesting take. So I've been thinking about that. You have to want to want it. And it's kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess we'll figure it out.
I used to follow, I don't follow him anymore, but I used to follow Diddy on Instagram. I unfollowed him for one reason, I'm not going to say. But I just liked, he would get up in the morning, he was always doing something. Always, like, da-da-da-da, on the next move, boom, boom, boom. Meeting, flying, TV show, music, money, something. He was always doing something. And so, I feel like I've always had that mentality of always moving. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's kind of been my, it's driven my success, but it's been my demise at the same time as far as certain relationships are concerned. But I can't sit still. Like, I always have to be doing something aside from just, you know, regular work stuff, the 9 to 5. But I always got to be hustling, da 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 da. But I think that's what kind of, that's where that autopilot comes in at the same time. But, you know, it has to be a balance, because I think just if you always moving to the next thing, it also kind of channels your creativity at the same time. And I think that's what being creative and creating in a particular space where you're comfortable, especially as moms, you gotta have something like that as an outlet to keep your sanity.
What do you think would happen if you did slow down? If you did just sat down?
I don't know.
Do you think it wouldn't be good for you mentally?
I don't know.
If
I,
you just,
I would lose my shit.
If you just had a day where you was by yourself, no kid, no work, nothing, and you had to stay in your house, no phone, no computer, no way that you can do work, what would happen?
I don't know. I guess I would just sleep. Who am I, what else am I gonna do?
I don't know. Would you sleep? Would you like think? Because I realized that when at night walk. I think, and that's when I just, that's my enemy. It's nighttime when I can think.
See, mine is morning. I'll crack a dawn. I'm up thinking about 15,000 things. And that's why I've been on this meditation thing more consistently. Because I was meditating at night for a while, but I have no problem falling asleep. It's staying asleep because I wake up thinking about the next thing. So I don't know. To answer your question, I don't know. I'd probably go crazy. I don't. I didn't used to be this way. I don't know. Maybe since I had Jada, I feel like there's a sense of not sitting down, because when you have a kid, you don't get, your life is no longer your own. You have to be kind of on their schedule.
Yeah.
So I feel like ever since then, I don't know. I just cannot sit still. I've had people in the past tell me, my previous situation, Kayla, just sit down. Kayla, just sit down. My dad used to say that. Just sit down. Like, I don't know. I don't know how to sit down. I feel like I'm wasting time.
It sounds like my dad
you,
now.
You have to rest, though. We have to find time to rest as mothers. That's important, too.
Look, I will self-care crawl is important. On the couch and a blanket. But that's something I do, too. When I know I have 1,001 things to do.
Yes.
I can't pick which one to do, so I do nothing. Me and Amaya the other day. Mind you, I already knew I had this paper to write. Knew I had like 10 other assignments to do for my other class. Me and Amaya laid on the couch together and cuddled and watched the whole season of Nailed It, the show about like how they make terrible cakes. And we laughed for like 3 hours together.
Oh, that's so sweet though.
And I'm in my head like, okay, school. Okay.
Yeah, but you better. Gotta do stuff like that sometimes.
Yeah.
Those are precious moments you'll have forever.
That's my homie.
Yeah. But this week we challenge you all to practice mindfulness. Yes. Shut down the autopilot. Take time to be creative.
Yes.
Turn off your phone.
Take some time for
yourself.
Turn
off your social media. I'm turning off my social media. I'm going to promote this episode and I'm going to turn off.
Oh my gosh.
I got some things I need to create and I need to.
I want to do it, but I'll do it after my trip because I'm about to.
Oh, that's right.
I'm sorry.
I'll probably be on till Friday, and then I'm just gonna take a break for a while.
I have to post something if I can suck it in good enough.
Girl, back
the right angle for that picture.
My God. See, look at you, Instagram. Look at you.
I'm trying to find a man. I gotta do what like floozies do. So
the floozies. Floozies. Like the floozy likes. Jasmine, baby. Practice mindfulness. Our next episode will feature our fitness experts. Both of them are certified fitness professionals. Personal trainers. So we're going to talk about physical wellness and health.
Yes.
And it's going to be a good time.
I'm excited.
We appreciate your love, your support, your feedback. Email us.
Yes, intellectualsocietypodcast.com or on Instagram our website. At intellectualsociety.
If you need a resume written, you have an issue,
get her.
With where you are now, you want to propel your career, you want to be ready for the next opportunity that comes your way, hit me up at ubydesignllc@gmail.com.
She's the truth.
My prices is right. My products and services is even better.
She's it.
So hit me up, check online, and
we out.
You will get a design.
Look, her promotion was like,
we didn't work on that.
Get a design.
Ooh. All right, y'all. We love you. Peace and blessings. Yo.